Nice shirt.
You're on.
Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for June the 14th. Could we have a roll call, please?
Falk?
Here.
Gallagher?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Balaguer?
Here. The board is comprised of five members, of which there currently are four. The mayor appoints these members, and each one goes out and looks at the site that's in questions and comes back with a decision to vote on the item. Is there a motion to approve the board minutes, please?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The board to hold a public hearing on the following items. Case 12-037 at 4021 Greenbrier Drive, which is an R2 district. The request is for a variance to reduce the front yard setback from 25 feet to 17 feet to allow construction of a deck. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Would you like to explain the subject?
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This site is located at the intersection of Kings Drive and Greenbrier Drive. It is north of the Tanglefoot Lane and then going north from Tanglefoot on Greenbrier. The applicant's request is that they would like to add a 6-foot by 8-foot deck on at the front entrance to the home. Over time, the city's stance on decks and front yard setbacks has evolved. Back in 1994, a 18-foot by 8-foot deck was approved at the staff level only at 3939 Greenbrier, just one block away from this request. However, in October of 2002, directly next door, there was a request for a 17-foot by 8-foot deck in the front yard, which was denied by the board. Currently, the code states under section 1830, it lists allowable intrusions into front yard setbacks, and it lists certain things that are allowed to do that. A deck is not in that list, and therefore now staff interprets the current code to such that if it is not listed, it is not an allowable intrusion into the yard. And that's the difference that has occurred over these multiple years, even though all of this occurred just in this very short distance here. Staff also makes a distinction between a entry landing and a deck. Many times citizens will come in and their front steps and their stoop will be in disrepair. These are usually standard front step stoop combinations that you get at any type of hardware store, building home build supply store. And routinely a 5-foot by 5-foot platform, wooden platform, will cover those stoops that come into disrepair and allow enough room to negotiate the doors at the front entry and give the individual room to get in and out of that entry without making a structure large enough that you would consider for deck usage with chairs or any type of recreational use on it. And that's the distinction staff has made. We've drawn the line at that 5-foot by 5-foot or a 25-foot wooden platform. Anything over that, we consider it to be a deck, and we would bring before you before that could be approved. The 1994 deck that was approved that I spoke of earlier at 3939 Greenbrier was 144 square feet. The 2005 deck request that was denied was 136 square feet. This request, admittedly, is considerably smaller. It's only 48 square feet. Staff does concede that this request will give the visual appearance more of a entry landing rather than an expanded front desk on the front of the house. You're actually seeing the design computerized conception from where they are going to order the requested structure, this being what it would look like from the front of the house being continuing on here with this being the front entrance. And then the structural supports underneath the deck are being shown there. We would also concede that with this lot's width and configuration, anything requested outside the current footprint of that home to be placed on this lot would require a variance. And I think that is the point that the applicant and the homeowner is pointing out to you, is that anything we want to do in this area, no matter how small, requires a variance, and that they are requesting a structure which is considerably smaller than any of the other ones that have been denied. I think that gives you a summary of what the request is and staff's observations. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone wishing to speak in favor of the proposal?
I'm Robin Larson. I'm one of the people requesting that. We didn't consider it a deck. We were actually considering it a better entranceway. We're all getting older. We've been there since 1996, and there are no handrails on our porch, and the older we get, the harder it is to get up the steps. So we thought by doing this, it would just expand it, allow us enough room to maybe bring in furniture, give us enough width to get in and out of the front door. That's the widest door we have. My husband went around to most of the neighbors in the area. They had no problem with it. He showed them the pictures. So, like I said, mostly aesthetic, safety reasons is why we wish to do it.
Thank you. Is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition? Seeing no one, we'll continue. Is there discussion with the board?
As I observed the deck or the existing structure, it appeared that this will also require a new sidewalk.
There's sidewalk there.
There's sidewalk that goes to the bottom of where those steps are?
All the way across, all the way to the driveway.
Okay, then it appears from the street to be much closer to the building than this stairway would be.
Yeah, no, there's sidewalk all the way. There's like this much space between the driveway and the side of the house where there's some plants growing, but otherwise all the way to the steps there, it's cement. Mm-hmm. Under the window and everything.
Could I ask for perhaps some clarification?
Could these
stairs be moving in order to line up with the existing sidewalk once you build this structure?
No, they should line up with the sidewalk right where it's at.
Just where it's shown. Okay.
Yeah,
as shown.
Be any further.
Really?
It tends to line up right with the sidewalk that's there.
My guess is that there's a stoop in front of the door and steps down, and the sidewalk mm-hmm. is out in front of it. Mm-hmm. And when they build the new deck over the top and run the stairs out the side, it will coincide with the existing sidewalk.
Okay.
I know previously at a board meeting here, we had I think it was Equidale or one of those streets right off 18th where someone wanted to build a deck in front of their home, and that was turned down. But as you drive around that area, you will see many decks or platforms or whatever in front of homes today existing. So. Is there any other questions on this or concerns?
I only had one other question, which was I see the absence of a staff recommendation. There's staff observations, but there's nothing here that.
Well, we haven't been making recommendations to the board on variance requests. We do make the recommendations for special use. The applicant would point out to you they feel they have a hardship because of the size and configuration of the lot.
Okay.
Staff does not make any argument against that. Certainly anything they would ask for to go either in the front yard or the rear yard because of the size and configuration of this lot would require a variance.
Okay, that's fine. So I shouldn't expect one. All right.
Bob, did you have anything to say?
You said on Equidale you turned something down. Do you
yes,
know
that was a few well, years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think it was the size, wasn't it, Bill?
It was bigger, much bigger.
Rather
than
large. Okay.
Much larger, yes.
I don't recall another time where a deck request was only 48 square feet.
No.
Okay. I would truthfully make that observation.
Bryce, do you have any
running
comments?
Into the same problem if we allow it this, and then we kind of got ourselves fixed it at a 48, and I'm not saying that's too big or too small. I'm just saying we fixed ourselves for the future.
But down the street, two, three houses, there is a deck, and that's been approved previously.
Yep.
So.
Which probably wouldn't be approved today.
And that one was the
136 square feet.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And do we know why that one was approved at that size?
There is a different interpretation. Code changes have occurred in that same time period. And when it did, staff's opinion is that if it's not listed as an allowable intrusion into a required yard, it's not allowed.
Correct. Great.
Do I have a motion on this item?
Why are you looking at me?
We need a motion.
Well, we need a motion in order to get something done.
We need a second.
Yeah.
I'll move that we approve the variance for purposes of at least discussing it. So.
I'll second it.
Okay. There's been a motion to approve case number 12-037 at 4021 Greenbrier Drive. Could we have a vote, Lisa?
Falk?
Aye.
Gallagher?
Aye.
Johnson? Aye. Gallagher?
Aye. A motion carried to approve the deck at 4021 Greenbrier Drive. Is there anything else to be brought before the commission this evening?
Nothing at all. Thank you all.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
A motion to second. We're adjourned.